Well, polling has the race for Illinois governor neck and neck. Depending on who's doing the asking, Quinn is up by 4, Rauner's up by 2. Someone has to be wrong, and in Illinois, polling has missed the mark in several recent elections. In a story that Brian Mackey first reported for Illinois Issues magazine, he set out to answer why is it so hard in Illinois to poll.
Let's review the evidence, starting back in 2010, when Governor Quinn's political career appeared to be nearing its end. Poll after poll showed him down by 4, 6, even 8 percentage points. You know how that turned out. Republican primary polls haven't been any better. In 2010 and again this spring, numbers were way off the mark. Three of the most important recent races in Illinois politics have confounded pollsters. Is there something special about this state that makes it particularly hard to poll?
You know, really, Illinois isn't special in terms of being able to accurately predict election results. I think that the pollsters and the surveyors are having the same problems that other pollsters are having nationally.
This is Ashley Kurtzinger.
And I'm the director of the Survey Research Office at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Polling is getting more difficult because of systemic problems that are challenging the way it's been done for decades. As recently as 15 years ago, getting a decent sample of voting-age Illinoisans was relatively straightforward. Most people had a landline telephone. Since then, the world has gone wireless, and most of us have caller ID to screen calls. With a poll seeking the opinions of 1,000 respondents, Kurtzinger says you have to call between 10,000 and 20,000 people. Each number will be tried at least 4 times.
So the person that responds to your survey the first time is inherently different than the person that's going to finally pick up the phone and respond to your survey the 5th time you call them.
She says people who answer the first time are usually the party faithful.
So you're not going to get the, you know, more swing voters or the ones that only lean a certain way but aren't strong Democrats or strong Republicans.
Working in academia, Kurtzinger can afford to spend a long time on a poll. In the world of media and professional politics, there's greater pressure to produce results more quickly and for less money, so polls are often done in 1 or 2 days.
Customers usually, in this generation of pollsters, they want instant results.
Greg Durham runs the We Ask America polling outfit, part of an independent, for-profit subsidiary of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. While old-school pollsters tend to use live interviews, others mix in automated calls and email polls. Durham says We Ask America uses all three, but maintains that who you talk to is more important than how you do it. That's where the failure occurred in this spring's Republican primary. A We Ask America poll had Rauner up by 17 points, but he won by only 3.
One of the dangers, and this happened last time around, was a lot of pollsters, including publicly Mitt Romney's pollster, who was way off the mark on what they were saying, is that people assume certain things.
In the case of Romney, that meant assuming President Obama would not inspire as many Democrats to vote as in 2008. Likewise, in this year's Republican primary for governor, pollsters did not take into account how many pro-union Democrats would cast Republican ballots to vote against Rauner. Charles Leonard, who directs polling for the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, offered an additional explanation.
Primaries are goofy.
Get a few hundred people fired up in a low turnout election, and poll results go out the window.
One of our problems is we try to do likely voter and turnout models, but people lie. We get 70% of our sample swearing to God they're going to vote.
Of course, nowhere near that number will actually show up. As response rates decline for telephone polls, the industry is searching for a new way of doing business. The New York Times and CBS News made waves this summer when they announced they would begin using online panels as part of their polling mix. For news consumers, it can be hard to know which polls to trust. Experts say the best practice is not to limit oneself to just one poll or pollster. Ultimately, there's only one poll that counts for keeps, and that's when voters cast their ballots on Election Day. I'm Brian Mackey.